Fuck you. Canadian podcaster loses his mind over hockey player shaking Trump's hand after 51st state threat. By Dylan Gwynn on February 27, 2026. The meltdown from Canadian media over their team's loss to the USA men's hockey and the ensuing celebration of that gold medal win continues. On Wednesday's episode of the Steve Dangle podcast, the Canadian podcaster went on an unhinged rant against the American players for accepting President Trump's invitation to the White House and State of the Union address, following the president's humorous claim of a few months ago that he intended to make Canada the 51st state. With the context of Canada, he threatened our sovereignty, Dangle said of Trump. He threatened in those players taking pictures with Caroline Leavitt and shit. Don't think we haven't forgotten, with her smile on her face. That looked a little different at the time, but that smile on her face. Hey, we look forward to the U.S. beating our soon-to-be 51st state, Canada. You fucking asshole. We'll never be your 51st state. And that's got nothing to do with hockey. That's got everything to do with you motherfuckers showing up at our front door with guns and tanks and shit. Of course, we're going to feel a certain type of way about that. And you're the captain of a Canadian NHL team. Auston Matthews, Brady Tkachuk, Connor Hellebuyck might as well be. Quinn Hughes, until a few months ago, and you shook hands with that motherfucker? Fuck you. That dude threatened the place where I live, and actively continues to do so. And I'm supposed to just look at you and feel fine about that? Fuck you. It seems like the Soviets handled losing to us better than the Canadian media has. It's also ridiculous to say that America would ever show up at the Canadian border with tanks. If we wanted to bring Canada to its knees, we would simply order Vermont to quadruple its maple syrup output and bring its entire economy crashing down.